أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. Ayah number 90 of Surah An-Nahl is considered as the most comprehensive ayah of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us, commands us with three things, and He prohibits us from three things. So the first thing that Allah commanded and instructed us with is Al-Adl. And yesterday we spoke of the meaning of Al-Adl and what Al-Adl really means. The second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon us is Al-Ihsan. So you have Al-Adl and Al-Ihsan. What is Al-Ihsan? Literally, Ihsan means to make something good, to make something beautiful, beautifying something, making something good, making something look nice. That is called Al-Ihsan. So there are two aspects that we should consider when it comes to Al-Ihsan. One is your personal self, your deed, to make it ihsan, to perform it in the best way. That is ihsan. You aim for excellence in whatever it is that you do. So one is your personal self, starting with your deeds and your ibadat and your relationship with Allah. There you should aim for al-ihsan. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the famous hadith of Jibreel, that when Jibreel alayhi wa sallam asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mal ihsan? What is al-ihsan? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the meaning of ihsan to Jibreel by saying, أَن تَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Ihsan is that you worship Allah in such a way, كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهِ, as if you can see Allah. Now that's the height in your ibadah, worshipping Allah as if you can see Allah before you. Can you imagine the level of consciousness that you will have in that act of worship, in that ibadah? فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ, but if you cannot visualize His presence, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ, then you must know at least this much, that He is watching you. So Al-Ihsan is excellence. So it's excellence, making good, making the best of my deeds, presenting them in the best possible way. Then Al-Ihsan with regards to my morals. Al-Ihsan, the best, and aiming for excellence in my values, my morals, my principles, my conduct, my interaction, ihsan. So ihsan in all things related to yourself. Then ihsan with regards to the creation of Allah. There also, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, Allah has ordained upon you al-ihsan. In everything that you do, there must be ihsan. So your relationship with others also, to be kind, al-ihsan. Another translation of al-ihsan is to be kind, to be good towards others, not only human beings, but also creatures, animals, and other creations of Allah. Al-Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi said that if a person has a cat in his home, or he has a pet within his home, no matter what level of ibadah he's engaged in, no matter what level of ihsan he has developed in his acts of worship, if he is not attending to the needs of that pet, that cat, that bird within his home, he's not a muhsin. He hasn't yet achieved ihsan. So ihsan is not only related to my personal self, but al-ihsan also applies in my relationship with others. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adl and al-ihsan. To treat others in the best possible way, that is al-ihsan. So that's a believer aiming for excellence, al-ihsan, in every department of his life. First let him start off with his personal self, and then see how he can develop ihsan when it comes to the others with whom he has enjoyed a certain level of relationship or any form of interaction, Muslims and non-Muslims. Al-Ihsan is not something that's limited to non-Muslims only, but whether they are disbelievers, whether they are believers, you present your best character and morals when it comes to others. That's Al-Ihsan. Some Mufassirin says that Al-Ihsan, given the context here, Allah first spoke of Al-Adl. And what we said is Al-Adl, Al-Adl, one meaning of Al-Adl that is covered here is to give the person what is due to that person. That's Adl. You are just. In your relationship with that person, you are absolutely fair and you are just. So you give to the person what's due to that person, that's Adl. Ihsan means to give more. That's Ihsan. So the basic level is al-adl. Beyond al-adl, you want to do more. There's something that's due to a person, but you want to go a step further. That is al-ihsan. That is al-ihsan. So that's another interpretation. So al-adl will be that which is compulsory. Al-ihsan is an act of kindness, generosity, and that which is voluntary on your part. That's the second thing which Allah instructs us with. So al-adl, al-ihsan, ita dhil qurba. What an important aspect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it here, and to give to your relatives. Ita dhil qurba. Give to your relatives. Now, that already falls within al-ihsan, correct? To give to your relatives, spend on your relatives, be kind and generous towards your relatives. It already included al-ihsan. There's a principle in lugha, there's a principle in Arabic language, we call it atful khas al-am. Something is mentioned in general, right? And then from that, whatever is mentioned, one component is mentioned exclusively, right? A simple example, in Surah Al-Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ, all the malaika come down, وَالْرُوحِ and Jibreel. Now when Allah says, all the malaika come down, Jibreel is included in all the malaika. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him exclusively and separately to highlight the importance of that night, because the coming down of Jibreel is no ordinary event. So here also, one is al-ihsan, right? The broad meaning of al-ihsan is to be kind towards everyone, including your relatives. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the giving towards relatives, the spending on relatives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it separately to highlight the importance and to tell us where ihsan starts. Ihsan starts within your home, right? Being kind, being generous, being good and being excellent in relationships starts within the home. Wa'ita idil qurba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs us. The third thing you must do is give towards dil qurba, your relatives. Right, then there are three things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids us from, which we will discuss in tomorrow's lesson, inshaAllah ta'ala.